You got nothing.
So you ain't got nothing in
it's
this?
It's probably like between all these cars, probably like $4.50 in between all them shits. Yo, I'm about to take a girl out, right? I'm at the bar, bro. And I give her one card, decline. I'm like, oh shit. Another card, decline. I'm like, oh man, I just put them shits all out on the table. Like, what, to play spades or some shit? You pick one, my nigga. This is a magic trick. Go ahead, you pick a card. I was like, yo, pick a card. Like, that's just one you want? You didn't remember that card, all right? Remember it. You remember it?
Oh, I remember we went out. It was me, a couple of my boys and shit. So we end up going bowling, right? And dog, none of us had beans. We had no, none of us had no money. With girls, though, but no one said anything.
Because y'all riding a wave. That should be crazy.
Bro, all of us, so they go by, you know how you get the shoes and shit. So we all standing like this, like, you got some beans right now. I ain't got no beans. You got beans. I ain't got it. So we all wait and look for the shoes. And you just see mad. The girl's like, come here, what size you wear? Like, I think that's on you. Niggas went up, got the shoes.
Who paid for it?
They did.
The shorties?
Yeah, bro, all of them. Four bum ass niggas bowling.
Did y'all even at least bowl good?
Yeah, nigga, we won.
Yeah, I beat them. Jesus Christ.
So we got is pride. We broke and you lose. Oh man.
That's niggas riding the wave to take you dumb far and losing out on a lot of motherfucking money. And you can't fuck up the vibe, so it's like, yo, it's gonna, I'm gonna catch the Uber. We're gonna catch the Uber. Like, whoa, who gonna pay for this shit? Yo, bro, don't do that. We're gonna figure it out.
But that always be the thing though, when niggas be like, we be ordering Uber, like, you want an Uber? I'm going to see you the money. Niggas don't be sending the money. Niggas don't always send the money back.
I look at niggas straight up like,
I be like, my phone died.
I ain't got it. My phone could be not dead and I still won't be able to send it to you. It's not happening, bro. Like, what the fuck? Let's walk there, nigga. It's a 35-minute walk. Okay, nigga, we could do it. It's possible. If I put it in my fucking Google shit and it say 35 minutes, I'm like, we good. Let's have a good
Google
walk.
Drive.
I don't mind walking for 45 minutes. 35, 30 minutes. That's a good walk.
Nah, that's a good walk.
What's the furthest you ever walked before? You ever did the Brooklyn Bridge walk?
When I went to BMCC, I did that walk. That walk, West Side Highway walk, when I went to Harlem. Well, when I was living in Harlem. Nah, I take walks. What you trying?
I just want to find out. I want to tell you, bro.
Yo, you know what I just, like, you know what I just found out, though? Fun employment, like, you know what that mean? Fun employment?
A job that's fun?
Nah, that's what I thought. But I was talking to some young lady, and I'm like, yo, what you do? And she was like, fun employment.
Hold on. Is she a stripper?
Hold on.
That's the only fun employment it sound like to me.
Oh, I thought that shit cut off. So, yeah, fun employment. So I'm talking to this young lady, and then I'm like, yo, what you do? She was like, fun employment. So basically, you unemployed and you just traveling.
But how you get paid?
That's the thing. Anytime I've ever been unemployed, I'm broke.
Oh, I see what she's saying.
That means you traveling, you trying to figure out, hobbies. You're trying
to figure
out,
like, unemployment
with
an F in it and it's fun.
Right, fun employed, which is.
Not unemployed. I'm fun employed.
I'm fun employed.
I ain't got no money, but I'm having fun.
I'm having fun.
Yes.
Oh, she got bread because you're traveling.
Only a woman could really do that, though. A nigga cannot have fun without no beans, bro.
None.
I'm saying no fun.
No ducats.
I have fun, but we talking about, like, when it comes down to the nitty gritty, you need funds, bro.
No ducats, bro.
20. I did 1 year though. I was finessing. Everything was just happening for me. I'll go somewhere, somebody drop me off. I ain't know how I was going to get back, but I figured it out. Straight universe. Like, yo, you got me? Universe, like, I got you. We just went. I went on with my day. No money. I ain't go outside with ball shorts. Nigga came back with jeans and mad food.
Nigga said, when you went outside with basketball shorts, came back with jeans. It came back with a new beanie, new color, new flavor.
Fun employment, my nigga.
With an extra bicep. Like, how you get the extra bicep? I don't know, bro. Fun employed, Jack.
Fun employed, my boy.
That be the thing. Like, I realize niggas be, you realize, like, when you ain't eat all day, nigga, it's like, niggas be fasting by mistake.
boy.
Think about how many times, like, you ain't eat. Like, you fasting by, and you be praying. You get the like, headache. You doing Ramadan right there?
The Ramadan. You doing Ramadan this year?
I actually started early.
You started already?
Yeah, I started.
I didn't know that.
I'm learning. I don't know if it's good to, like.
Tell?
Yeah, consistently say, like, you know, I'm doing this. Like, nah, I feel I like you. It's, like, an internal thing.
I just genuinely didn't know.
But it's not internal no more, I'm telling it.
No, I know, but that's dope. When the, what day did you start?
I started like 4 days ago.
Word? I didn't know that.
I started like 4 days ago. That's why you didn't see me eat. Been?
I never see you eat, but go ahead. This is a regular day. That's something like you. When you fast, I'm like, what's the difference, nigga? This is for you? Like, I'm just doing it? Because you do it, nigga. I ate with you last time we left the crib. We ate together. Yeah. You never ate again. I got a taco. We came back. Then you ate. That's fasting. That's why it's so regular to you, bro. That's why with me right now is like you just it's regular. Like, cause you can eat now, right? The sun is down.
Yeah, I can eat. I can eat now.
Are you lit?
Yeah. But you know what? I try to save bread, bro. No, I already cooked. I got leftovers, bro. I got leftovers in the crib.
I'm leftover too. What's up? I ain't doing Ramadan. Let me get.
Nah, but Ramadan. It's been good money. I mean, this is like the first week. So the first week, sometimes be like. I don't want to say the roughest. Yeah, it's like the roughest. Because my body got to get acclimated how I wake up. Like how I...
What time you get up?
I wake up at like 4. I wake up at like 4:30.
I'm getting up at 5.
I'm just doing it. But right doing it. So I'm starting starting a week early because I'm traveling.
Where you going?
I'm going to Jamaica. I told you, I'm going to Jamaica. April.
April what, nigga?
I mean, I don't want to say the date.
Thursday to Monday? Oh, I got you. Thursday to Monday, though?
Like 5 days.
That's Thursday to Monday.
Yeah, because it start on March 11th, I believe. Well, start. I'm starting a week before.
I got you.
Well, I started a week before. So
it's lit.
That way, I don't want to.
You can end a week before.
This would be me making up my days. As long as I'm doing like 30 days, because I'm not.
Muslim?
I'm not Muslim, so I just like.
You just chose.
I just like fasting. I just like fasting.
You chose one of the extreme parts of the religion, and you're like, I want to do that. I don't want to do none of the other stuff. I just want to do that part. Yeah, I like that part.
Yeah.
The not eating part. You're a strong man.
You don't think you do that, like. Cause you, are you religious? In terms of, like, religious, like.
I don't know. What does that even mean?
In terms of.
Do I have a fear of God or a fear of a higher being?
Like
that's what.
I'll give you an example. I grew up Christian, right?
Oh, how I grew up? Well, go ahead.
I grew up Christian. Now I just like take things from different religions or whatever.
Understood.
Myself.
I think I grew up Christian too. I got baptized. So I don't even. I'm not a religion person. I don't really know. I never studied it, so I don't really know. But I definitely got baptized for sure. I had the little white bread and all that. I did the wine. I did all that. But after that, it was just like, I don't know. I didn't really.
I mean, you can't even buy those little white bread.
It's crazy because my mom, I don't know why, she said you can't eat. So I was dumb hungry. So I was just like, I think I found like a little joint of them. I'm mad at them joints. Oh, I dogged them.
It's like a bottle cap.
Yeah, I was about to do it. I burped in this nigga's face. I'm like, yo, I dog on them.
You had the little juice, little cranberry juice?
I was.
That juice be mad. That look great. That juice be. It'd be good, bro.
It'd be good. But yeah, I mean, I'm God fearing in the sense of like, you know, the higher being. Like, I believe. Like, all right, I ain't going to do that. Like, I wouldn't do nothing grime. I feel something is grime. Like, I wouldn't steal. Like, if somebody dropped money on the floor, I'm going to tell them, oh, get that. You got that. Unless I need it.
You lying.
What you mean? I did it before. Plenty of times. I don't steal. Like, I won't steal out the store. None of that shit.
I ain't going to lie. It was when I was down bad. I see somebody, like, drop. Like, I'm coming right into the train station. And it was, like, 200. Like, it was, like, it slipped out. The person pocket like $200 right there. Understand? It's too, but I really needed that $200.
I know you needed it because I don't know how you count $200 that fast.
It was $200. Nah, it was $200.
Mad random. That's crazy.
I needed it. I in my heart, God, I'm like,
is it?
God, you know I need this. Yeah, bro. If it was like $5, I probably would have gave it to him. But $200
is beast. I take $5 before I take $200. $5, they'll be all right. $200, you messing up their little livelihood for the day.
Nah, he was white. He had on Dockers. I feel like he ain't need that.
Yo, this is a random, but when I'm on a train And I'm sitting down, and it's like a old woman would walk on a train. Let's say she's an old white woman, right? And an old black woman. I'm going to give my seat up to the black woman before I give it to the white woman.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I'm like, this black lady been through way more. She's probably dumb tired. Come sit. No, yeah, you stay right here.
You know, you don't be messing up. Like, you know how to be holding on the port. They be leaning and shit. Like, oh, come on.
I hate when you ask, offer your seat to an older lady. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. Like, all right, bitch. And then they start moving on crazy. Like, you sure you don't want this shit? Or I hate when you got to keep saying, nah, take it. Come on. Or you got to just get up. One time I got up and the bitch just really didn't sit there. Somebody else just took the seat. Like, oh, I get it. I
get it. You got to be looking like, oh, my man, this wasn't even for you, dog.
Not for you, bro. Like, come on. You don't want to sit, bro. Like, come on.
You ever like offer to sit, but you really don't want to get up? Like, niggas be like, man. All
right, quick. Yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. So I started this job shit. I be standing for like 8 hours sometimes. So now I get on the train. I don't be giving up nothing.
Now let me tell you. Now when you come from work, I see you don't want to give nothing up.
And the train about to open up, and I see the lady. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have to get out of here. She all old and shit. I'm like, nah, you gotta get out of here. My back and my body, yo, my back was killing me. Like, it's to the point where I had to sit down.
You know what I do? Way. Act like I'm looking at phone, but I look like I'm annoyed. Like,
when you sitting, or
yeah, when I'm sitting down, when I don't want it off the seat, I'm like,
I keep it a buck. So it's like when I first started meditating, it was like I would meditate. And then now I'm looking to like offer a service some way, somehow.
Do your
so
good
I'll
deed
be
for the
looking.
Day.
So yeah. After I finish meditating, I'll be dead looking. Like, I'll catch a bitch from another car. Like, yo.
Wait, through the little hole. Like, yo.
Sit down. Word, too. I be on that shit.
I don't do anything like a deed, I just try to say, like, good morning. Like, yo, good morning. How you doing? Like,
or even boost somebody's shit. Like, yo, I like your shoes, or I like.
Yes,
I like,
yeah.
Just give them a positive affirmation type shit. I be doing that. When I was in the building, I be in the Fox News building. I was walking around, like, yo, I like your shoes. Oh, thank you, man. Because I was about to get some shoes called Hookah. I Googled, man.
You said what?
I Googled the most comfortable sneakers. I need some sneakers. Some shit came up and says Hookah, nigga. Hookah is the most comfortable sneakers. So I Googled it and I seen the picture.
Of the kicks.
I'm in the elevator. Nigga had the same one on Google. I'm like, yo, I was just Googling. That's the most comfortable sneakers. How are they? He's like, it's good, man. Hookah. I'm like, damn, they call Hookah? I thought it was called Hookah. He's like, I don't know Hookah. I'm like, I'm living Dykeman. I can't wear Hookah sneakers. Dominicans is going to take that from me. Hey, that the Hookah? Is that the Hookah? They're going to take it from me, bro. I can't wear Hookah sneakers in Dykeman, bro. They're going to be like, Papa, you got to come off that, Papa. I don't know.
You got to sit down in the street. Smoke
the Hookah, man. You know, put the Hookah through the lace. They're going to put the Hookah hole through the laces. Sitting there. Put your leg up, Pa. Come on, Papa.
You ain't got no pen. You got to smoke the Hookah through your
nothing,
socks.
Bro.
I just bought these. Like, go ahead, Pop. Like, oh.
Nah, but yeah, I was looking to just get some comfortable ass sneakers. But yeah, like, so I complimented his son. He was like, yo, thank you, man. Thank you, bro. It's like, it's mad comfortable. He's like, yeah, I'm up at the bottom, that ass. But that's what I be on now. Like, just
compliment. Compliment. Yeah,
definitely,
like,
positive affirmation. Just whatever, my mom, you, whoever it may be, just boost niggas shit.
Nah, you lying. You gonna be pushing my shit.
You bugging. The other day, you was like, oh, it's like a thumb fly. When you had the peacoat, I was like, they got the peacoat on. Who you trying to do, bro?
You do.
Well, I said you like somebody. I forgot who I said you look like. She was dumb funny. Inspect the Gadget. I don't remember one of them niggas.
Just, what you said to my...
Jim
what you say to...
He never wore that shit again.
Nigga never wore that fit. You told dude, this kid had on a peacoat on. Nigga said, what are you, Commissioner Gordon? I don't know why I was... crying, you calling this comic. It was oh my god, that shit was so funny to me. That's mad random,
man. I don't know.
That
was always my thing when I was growing up. Like, saying that was the easiest way to make like kids laugh, when you say somebody look like somebody or they look like something. I don't know. That shit was just always the thing.
Yeah, and
it
be
always the thing. Like, that shit's so hilarious. Why do you look like this nigga? That shit is so funny.
And it be when niggas be like dying too with it.
Nah,
you know what I mean? Like,
the actual person you roasting, or just
roasting? Like,
oh, nah, that's the best when they laugh with you. It's the greatest. I like that. I like when people could just laugh at themselves. It took me a while for me to even do that for myself. It took a lot of confidence, like, to even just laugh at yourself and shit. Like, if somebody's roasting you, I genuinely, y'all niggas be roasting me, That shit is hilarious, bro.
But sometimes you do a trick. You be trying to block the shit though. 100%. Like that, you think because you talking over niggas are gonna block it. Like nah. What you mean? You're like yeah, I'm dragging it. Like nah, nigga, just take it. Oh, you looking at you like. I'm like what?
Now I got an art to that shit. I'll say what you said I don't know. What I used to do when I was a kid in high school, though, I used to just scare niggas. I'm like, you really want to do this right now? But I don't got nothing. I'm like, dead ass right now? They'd be like, oh, shit.
Nah, but that's when you got to build the clip, though.
Nah, I already built. I already lined niggas up already so they niggas knew what time it was. So all I had to do was be like, yo. It was to the point where I used to roast niggas so crazy in the school. My best friend used to get roasted. And he's like, yo, I'm about to call Jonas. They'll stop talking to this nigga. Like, all right, chill. Like, I'm about to beat them up.
Dog, I used to flame
niggas, bro.
Like, dog, legit. I used to be. Wow, and then we like, cause I went to high school like down, like anywhere, bro. Yeah, I remember like my high school Brandeis. I was in my prom.
Brandeis sound crazy.
I was in my prom, like that high school. Then I went to King. I was in my prom, bro. Martin Luther King High School.
Damn, they are kings. That's so sad that
they got mad Martin Luther King High Schools.
Was bad though. It was bad schools. They did that show on purpose, bro. Why is Martin Luther King Boulevard in every fucking city more than likely is a bad neighborhood? Martin Luther King Boulevard, what's the other? Malcolm X Boulevard is always madness happening. That is not that's strategic, bro. Bro,
Adam Clayton Powell.
You would think King to get in there, you need a certain grade to get in there. Why should it be like that, right? Y'all go to Martin Luther King. Oh, that's lit. You gotta have this money gate. No, nigga, they did that shit on purpose, bro. You don't believe so? Yo, bro, I remember.
Nah, that's a coincidence.
Coincidence, my ass. I went to DC. I'm telling you, bro, niggas. So hey, I wasn't gonna go with my mans. I wasn't gonna go with them. They doing like a what's this shit called when you go to the wedding? A bachelorette. What's the
nigga go to mad bachelorette parties? Niggas, you sick?
Nah, I don't go to mad bachelor parties. They were doing a bachelor party for my mans, but I was not gonna be able to go, so I never worried about it. But then I end up going the day of. But the type of person I am, I always want, if it's an Airbnb especially, I want to know the address. Mm. So I can just Google it and see what's going wrong. Because Airbnbs being the most shittiest place. A nigga that's going to do an Airbnb, they're going to do it in the cheapest places. They're not going to do it anymore. So it's a shitty spot.
Well, it depends on how much bread you got.
That like, too. I didn't do nothing though. So I end up finding out the night of, and I Googled it. Lo and behold, it's in Malcolm X. In D.C. Long behold, is by I googled Crown Chicken liquor store. Da, da, da. That's right across from the fence. So I'm looking at these niggas like, yo, the nigga, his man's was it's crazy because my man's boy, he was like a cornball growing up. Like I'm talking about Dragon Ball Z button up.
What happened? He that nigga now.
How about this? Nigga got locked up and all that. So he can.
Those be the ones. Those be the ones.
I know him as Dragon Ball Z.
So yeah, bro.
I'm not accustomed to this. So I'm still, you know, joking.
What up, Dragon?
The type of relationship I had with him, I used to roast this nigga.
It's like the Goodfellas scene. Where you talking crazy about I forgot my man's name. But yeah, you like, hey, Sean Shoes, talking crazy. Dragon Ball Z. Niggas is like.
So we get in the Airbnb. It's like, you know, like something like, you know, small, like nothing too crazy. Yeah. So we get in there and I'm already just being me like. Yo, where is this, nigga? We in one house on the block. There's no other houses next to us. Like, this shit wild sketchy. Crown chicken here. And I'm like, niggas don't got... What are we going to do with niggas busting here? And nigga, Dragon Ball Z nigga come out. What? Niggas ain't doing shit with us, nigga. I'm like, what's going to happen? Sami, I'm joking with this nigga. Yeah. He's like, nah, nigga, I got this. I said, nigga had mad guns. Bro had like four guns on him. I'm like, oh, we going to jail, my nigga. This nigga got these. That nigga Piccolo. Nigga had mad guns. And then my mom, I'm like, who's this nigga think he John Wick? Even if they come in here, you can't save. How you going to save us? They going to shoot us. We don't got guns. Yeah, I'm not touching that shit, nigga. I don't trust.
Dragon Ball Z.
I don't trust niggas, bro.
You know the creator of Dragon Ball Z died, too?
He just passed. Well,
but yeah, you know what that remind me of? When you did the show in Queens. Hilarious. The Crown Fried Chicken. I don't even know what block we was on, but we in Queens.
That was a good ass chicken sandwich.
Was it? It was. Solid? Like that?
Oh, dumb good.
Dog, niggas end up, I don't even know what happened. They end up just getting it on. Start scrapping. End up just start fighting a little small, like a small bouncer dude. Nigga, like, bro, this dog was like 5'4".
Nigga, he got a baddie height.
You know them short 5'4" security guards? Nigga, walking. So I'm seeing this shit. You still, no one's seeing this. You still on stage.
Cause I felt I was killing it, and I'm hitting jokes. I'm like, it's just dwindling down. Like the laughs is just starting to dwindle down. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? That's when I stopped. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Nah, but you. That's before that. That's after freaking they outside, and I don't even know what happened. We want to go outside. Let's go outside. Let's go outside. Let's fight. These niggas is just getting it on. I don't even see people faces though. I just see fists, hands, and chairs. They getting it shaking. You're still on stage. I don't even know what joke you want. Murdering. Then people start looking. Dog, they start running. Matter of fact, what comic? He behind me. He was like, yo, what's going on? What's happening? I said, nigga, I don't know why you behind me. Get from behind me, nigga. They start running across.
I've never seen a whole crowd leave. A whole crowd ran together. They're running.
It's two sides. It's a back way towards, like, I don't know, it's like an outside area, and then towards the entrance. Niggas is running across the club. This nigga, you still on stage? He said, ew. Nigga looking at him, I'm like, yo, bro, it's. You know how you niggas, NBA, yo, wrap it up. We out. Nigga say, what's going on? I say, yo, bro, it's time to go, bro.
I'm like, well, damn, my nigga. How am I going to get paid? I want to get paid.
Nigga, Joe, Andrew, everybody's out there. Everybody's running out the club. Nigga Joe like, yo, am I still going to get my money? Am I going to get my money, though? This kid is still on the mic.
I'm on the mic and everything. Yo, can I get my bread? Who can I get my other DJ? The DJ give me that now. Like, you know, oh, all right, bet.
No,
shit.
But you look at the, it was two people. He's like, oh, you ain't pay your bill, though. He said, hold on. He said, you really running out.
That nigga's running out on a bill. Let me get a joke off before I die in this place.
He said, hold on. Nigga said, so no, yo, y'all going to pay me? How am I going to get my money, though? Niggas, I'm like, yo, Joe, we got a dip, bro. It's a war going outside.
So I told you, I'm like, my mind, when I went up to you, I'm like, yo, because, oh, yeah. So finished on the story. So what happened was I got off stage and I went by Jotty. The nigga that was activated, he walks out the room, the back way outside.
I don't even know where he came from.
Yeah, I know.
He wasn't even even part of the two argument.
Yeah, they activated him. He was with the shits. Cause he opened the door. That nigga's pussy. Everybody in here pussy. Yeah, it got me started there. Everybody pussy. And it's so funny. If I would have got off stage.
If you would have got off stage when he was walking by, niggas would have got it up.
Cause he pushed the chair in front of us. He flipped the chair. That would have been me. I would have been the chair.
But the nigga walked, nigga look. He said, yo. Yeah, I must have forgot who I am.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, so yeah, you probably did something that everyone knows, and now you got to remind somebody of what you did.
The way he was walking, he was activated, and nobody stopped this nigga, and we was just looking.
Nigga looked at everybody. Nigga said, oh, y'all niggas is pussy.
Yeah, hood niggas. I love hood niggas. Hood niggas, when they ready to fight, they don't care about your training. I'm fucking everybody up in here. You pussy, everybody in pussy. I'm like, yo, bro, what?
As soon as I saw, I said, yo, he's coming back. He's going to have a field day in here.
And I'm like, yo, let me go talk to the DJ and see if I can get my bread and see what's going on. And I said, yo, in my mind, I'm like, yo, go start the car. I'm ready to get the fuck out of here, right?
But I didn't want to leave you, though. That's the thing. I didn't want to leave you. I can't leave. This is a mission. I don't want
to
leave you.
I went to the DJ. DJ said, you're going to cash up you the bread. I said, bet. I go outside. Johnny standing out there like a bodyguard. Like, you good? I'm like, yo, bro, nigga, start the van. I wanted to go. I want the van to be open. I jump in that bitch. This nigga talking about, yo, you good? And you in the line of the shit. Like,
nah, I'm standing right in front because I'm over there. I'm like, damn, I want to leave my man because you had a thing.
Bro, I thought you was in the car. I want you to start the car. I started and I was going to get out and be
but
out.
But there's a 50-50 of me leaving and go get in the car or you walking out.
That's dumb funny.
There's no right or wrong, but it's just annoying because
as soon as I walked out, I'm like, yo, you still here? Because
I would have been dipped. I said, like, you would have left me? Like, I would have been dipped.
I wouldn't have left you. I would have went to the car. My mom was going to the car. I didn't want you to stay. I did not. If that was the case, I'd have told you stay right with. I'd be like, yo, stay right here with me in the spot.
Regardless, he's coming back. Nah, he's no, going like he'd, this. He'd it don't even matter. He'd
have been the first. You'd have been the first nigga he's seen because he's like,
I recognize this nigga and I got a beige Carhartt on. Like, oh nah, they go that car. Nigga right there.
Nah, hood niggas, man. They want to fight everybody. I got a hood nigga story. Hood niggas.
This is at a comedy show.
that's the same shit that happened in my situation. Hood niggas, bro. You know, everybody know hood niggas, but this is the Coney Island hood niggas. The Coney Island hood niggas is different. Bronx, you got Bronx. Bronx?
Bronx hood niggas? Oh, Bronx hood niggas. Hold on, I got
Coney Island hood niggas, bro. I put them two niggas. They on a different.
No, we up there. No,
like,
we up there.
They in a different level of hood. Like, it's like, what? So I have my Coney Island niggas. Because, you know, my cousin used to live in Coney Island. So Coney Island is like dear to my heart. I used to go there a lot every summer and shit. So I got cool with my cousin's best friends. OD hood niggas, but they from Coney Island, so they don't leave Coney Island. So some shit they be doing, you be like,
I'd be like that when you, wildly, you kinda bro. Just stay. Yeah,
you stay in Coney Island too much, you gotta get out. So me, we used to be in Philly. Me and my cousin used to go to Temple Party. So we told them niggas, yo,
Temple University?
We used to be like, yo, just get a different environment. Temple Party used to be lit though. That shit was amazing. There's a party called Dripping Like Water, right? Them niggas will have you in the crib. Like, they'll rent they'll take somebody's apartment. Yeah, Temple, bro. They'll get an apartment with, like, three floors. Well, two floors, right? Bro, they put the windows down and put the heat up. Dripping like water. Niggas is in there sweating, bro. They got little pool joints in there. Bitches is in there with the little bikini. This shit was wild. You walk in.
That shit sound like an asana.
You walk in. It felt like it. You walk in and give you a shot. This party was dumb lit. It was like a real cons party.
That shit sounded like a sex party. It wasn't a sex party?
It was some shit. That nah, was wild, bro. It was wild. It was the best time of my life. So we used to tell them niggas, like, yo, come to Temple. Bring these niggas from Coney Island. Niggas is the DJs. The DJ is on the mic. The DJ like, yo, shout out to the tri-state area, Delaware, Philly, Jersey. Shout out to y'all niggas. My boy from Coney Island like, what? Tri-state area? Nigga, New York is in the tri-state area. That nigga's tripping. He's like, yo, I'm about to smack the DJ. Nigga, shout out New York.
Wait, he got mad because he ain't shout out the tri-state?
But I'm trying to explain to this nigga. The tri-state area is different in every three. It's different.
Depending on where you at, the tri-state area.
Yeah, nigga,
means,
it's different.
That's like if you uptown and downtown.
Never
left,
on, so he don't know that.
So he's wait, like, what nigga say? Wait. I'm not a part of tri-state?
Nah, that's what he's saying. Like, niggas gonna leave out New York. That nigga's wildin', nigga. Leave out New York in the tri-state area. We started the tri-state area. Nigga, I'm like, bro, it's different. Delaware.
Keep it buck. It was us, and then y'all became the tri.
Word. Nigga said I'm about to go talk to the DJ. Nigga went to the DJ, bro. I don't know what he told the nigga, but the DJ was just like, yo, shout out to New York. I'm like, he came back like, yeah, nigga. Yeah. So this nigga, he ended up like trying to talk to some shorties. About to fight with some girls because they didn't want to talk to him. Like, yeah, nigga, bitches is ugly. He did all that, right? Let him rock. Went out with this nigga again. This the time when I realized, I'm like, nah, this ain't it for me. I can't fuck with this nigga. Like, I like women. I don't like to fight and all that. These niggas calling on niggas. Nigga, if they don't fight, they don't feel good. We get to a party.
It's like they want it, bro. I ain't smacking shit out of nobody all
dumb
week,
long,
bro.
I ain't smacking nigga in dumb long. That shit making my blood pressure real go quick.
Now, mom, you on the train. Don't get your thought. We on a train, so it's some. We literally going to the Bronx with some dude. He arguing with somebody. Like somebody thought he was smoking weed, but he really wasn't smoking on a train. He with a shorty, he chilling. So some white dude, he was like, yo, do you mind? He was like, yo, what are you talking about? That's not even me. It's a dude. I'm seeing everything. It's a dude towards the end of the cart that's actually smoking. So the dude was like, that's not me. Like, I'm just saying, you look like you're smoking. Just stop smoking. Yeah. So the dude was like, nigga pulls out a knife. So he goes, he's like, nice. So his girl was like, yo, chill. She was like, nah. This nigga got me tight. Nigga said, I ain't make no money all day. What's up now? So dude like, oh, it wasn't you. I'm sorry about that. Yo, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I just thought it was you. I'm sorry. Like, nah, I ain't make no money all day. Yo, I looked at and I felt him. Like, that's a real. You ain't make no money all day. I want to poke somebody, yo. That's a real moment.
I need to see blood come out.
I need to see blood, bro. But go ahead, though.
So fucking niggas went to another party. Went to a club this time. That other shit was a little house party, whatever. This time we in a club. Club is across the street from the projects. So it was a good club, though. It had mad shorties in there. So we get in there. He lit. He dancing. This nigga, he's a fly nigga. So, you know, bitches are showing him love. So you see one shorty, he grabs her, he dancing with a regular. And you see a girl walking by, he grab her. Mind you, these bitches don't know each other. He grabs a random chick with another random chick. He trying to put them together to dance. They're like, what the fuck you doing? What the fuck y'all bitch doing?
Wait, he just put them together.
He put them together like, yo, put them, mush them together. Like, come on, dance.
Hey. Look, tri-state.
It's a tri-state area. It's a tri-state area.
Tri-state area.
So So they got they.
I'm from New York. You from Baltimore? What up?
Where you from? I just trust.
They got jobs.
He pushed them bitches out. They pushed them out the way. They're like, what the fuck? They ain't know each other. They mad at everything. They're like, what the fuck? I don't know you, bitch. So they walked away. He's like,
nah, they about to fight.
Dumb. They about to fight. These bitches is dumb. He ended up dancing with this one show that she fired. He ended up dancing while they vibing. Everything was cool. End of the night, he trying to get her number. She dubbing it. So he's just, you know, New York persistent. He's just going dumb hard. Like, oh, come on. Like, come on.
You doing the elbow. You know, elbow everything. Move. Like, grabbing, oh, come on. Stop playing. Stop playing.
She's like, nah, I'm good. I got a boyfriend. He's like, all right, whatever. She's like, no, my boyfriend is, like, he's here. He's going to be waiting for me. He's outside type shit.
So where is that? where that nigga at?
Oh, he's like, what? All right, let's go meet this nigga.
Yeah.
We get outside. Is him and his man, his best friend. Oh. The Coney Island nigga and his best friend. It's not even my cousins is not there. Nobody's there. It's just him and his best friend. But it just came out tight. They drove out there. We cool with these niggas. Like, they mad cool. You know, hood niggas, they would never show you, like, how crazy. Like, they show you cool shit. Like, yo, my nigga, I'm about to play video games. Regular shit. Niggas get outside. Shorty already told this nigga the boyfriend shit. He's still trying to talk to her. The boyfriend is dead. When I tell you the boyfriend walked up to the club, nigga peaced every nigga that was out there. Like, yo, what up? Oh, I see the nigga.
Oh, he Tony.
But I'm peeping. He's locked in. Talking to Shorty, but I'm peeping. First and foremost, I don't do letouts. Letouts is like when you get out the club, everybody is standing outside. I don't do those.
Depending on a letout. No, majority. I'm saying majority.
No, but
I agree.
For that situation.
Oh yeah,
that
you are. You dipping? Yeah, you dipping.
From the projects. No, it's pointless.
Nigga, that's like the comedy show, nigga. That letout, nigga. That nigga caused the letout.
But this situation was everybody outside and all that. We don't do those.
It's one of those. You can feel it.
I got him out. I'm out, bro. I felt it. So I'm trying to tell a nigga, yo, we about to go to the car. Like, oh, let me get the shorty. Bro, I already seen that, like, her boyfriend is right there. I don't care about this nigga. Mind you, he's there now. He heard that. He got
Tony.
I'm talking about all the niggas is just niggas. You just tell. Mad niggas ready for action. You could just tell. The nigga was like, yo, because she was wilding. Now he started screaming at her, like, yo, fuck out. I don't give a fuck about your boyfriend, nigga. He's like, yo.
Nigga
said it. The boyfriend like, oh, chill, bro, because he knew he got the wolves ready to go. But he's like trying to. He really trying to cool.
He really not trying to do it.
He was cooling. Then my dad didn't stop him. So I looked at my boy. I'm like, yo, my nigga, yo, the cops is right there. I'm gonna fuck about cops, nigga. I'm going to jail right now. Oh, yo, these niggas is pussy. I'm like, yo, I looked at Luke. I say, yo, Luke, I left them niggas. They're gonna die, bro. These niggas is mad Philly niggas from the projects at that. And it wasn't in the club, so they wasn't dancing with bitches. These niggas is horny and ready to go.
This is straight to the Baja niggas. They just woke.
They just started their night. Yes.
They just started their night right now.
Yes, bro. So I'm like, so I end up dipping on them niggas, but they end up nothing happening. The cops came, broke shit up, and then we left. That was the moment I realized. I'm not fucking with this nigga. I say you can't do it. Every time we go out with you, you about to have a fight. This is not it. So I'm about to have a comedy show, and this was like my yearly shit. I'm about to have talent about to do it. It's like the big joint. This is the anniversary comedy show. All my niggas is going. Literally like 10 of his niggas. Everybody but him is not going. All his brothers, all his best friends, they all going to the show in Philly. So he begged me. He was like, yo, bro. He even begged me. He was on some shit where it's like, nah, Joe don't want me to go, because I already told him, like, yo, come on, bro. You be getting too active.
You be wilding. Yeah.
So he one of them hood niggas. He respect that. He respect me. So
like, nah, like, I'm chill, yo.
Nah, he didn't even say he was going to chill. He just knew he was about it, because he know he's going to activate. Like, he just know. He's like, nah, I'll be drunk. If I don't drink, I'm good. Like, I'll be drunk. He's dead ass. When he's not drunk, he's a regular. He's cool. When he smokes only, he's good. He's a regular human being. When he drinks.
But drinking, it's just cool. That's a whole.
Yeah, bro, you trying to fight.
That's potion, bro.
So I dubbed this nigga. I said, you can't go to the show, bro. Please, bro. I just want to have this show. Everybody going to be there. I'm the only nigga that's going to be there. That's crazy, bro.
You trying to make you feel bad? Niggas
What made it worse, niggas was talking about it in the group. Like, niggas was like, yo.
Oh, in the chat?
Oh, I've got to pump. I'm about to.
Niggas put emojis. Like, yo, we pulling up.
It was on the point where everybody was going type shit. So everybody was talking about it. Yo, I can't wait till Friday. That shit about to be done. It was open bar, open buffet. So niggas was planning, like, yo, we got to come at 7. So you get the open bar, the open buffet. Got me feeling so bad, bro. His brother called me, like, yo, let the nigga go type shit. I'm like, yo, bro. His brother was like, yo, low-key, he never did nothing while I wasn't there. Like, if I was there, every story y'all telling me about, I wasn't there. This is older brother. It's my mans. He's like, I wasn't there. I'm like, damn, you do got a point. All right, fuck it. Because I felt bad. Like, man, he could pull up, my nigga. Fuck it. My nigga was an open bar. Them niggas was drinking on the way from New York till they get to the show, my nigga. All
right, so he already pre-gaming. Oh, his pre-game, he already on. He on one.
Henny to the face. They had a whole bottle. Oh, this Henny. That shit. They was bodied. Nigga,
how tall is he? How tall is he?
Nah, he's like around my height. 5'9". He's like 5'10"-ish. If not, probably 5'9".
It'd be short niggas.
He ock, though.
Oh, he one of them ock niggas.
Nigga, he's stupid ock.
Oh, yeah, he ock.
Stupid ock, nigga.
He one of them niggas. And ock, bro. He one of them niggas that, like,
yes, nigga.
White shirt, baggy.
Got the fit. Nah, he a fresh fly nigga. Like, yeah, that day he had all Gucci. Gucci shoes.
Oh, one of them all Gucci niggas.
All everything Gucci.
Nah, all it's Gucci
niggas. That's what I'm saying. Nigga, I'm all Gucci, baby. Fresh ass nigga. Niggas get to the, he drove. He the one drove. Drinking. Them niggas is lit. They get to the joint. Everybody lit. Yo, bro. You get to the parking lot. Big ass park. I'm talking about a big ass parking lot. Probably like 70, 60 cars, bro. Sold out.
Look like 150 ATL. People. Mad.
100%. That's how I look. Niggas pulling out. Mad like everybody niggas. Pull up, going, walking up the lat, walking up
the T.I.
Yeah,
niggas.
Bro, that's how I look. It was a vibe. Everybody happy. We had talent performing and shit. This nigga bopped out his minds. We used to have people on stage. And my boy Classic was like, yo, I don't want to put people on stage today.
Like a VIP
I
area.
Like that. Because niggas, you on the crowd, you looking at, you seeing a beautiful woman laughing. And your, it just looked dope to me.
The decor of it.
Nigga wasn't jacking it. But I begged this nigga and we ended up doing it. That was the worst decision ever. Because dumb niggas was on stage. Nigga dumb bop. Niggas is performing on stage. The comedian is performing. The nigga is laughing, but he's running to the stage. He's running in front of the comedian is on stage. He's running in front of the nigga pointing. Ha, you mad funny, my nigga. Bro, you wildin'. You cannot do that. Just laugh in your seat. You don't gotta stand up. He's going up to the comedian like, yo, you mad funny, my nigga. Keep fucking
so
doing
them
that shit.
Where his fingers damn like right here.
Comedian was like, yo, what the fuck is going on? So then now my other man was just like, yo, we gotta get this nigga off stage. So I'm like,
over him having a good time.
Yeah, he having a great time, but he's OD'ing.
But you know, her good time is.
Yeah, they be wild.
They sincerely mean to have a good time, but it's like, yo, you mad. Yo, you funny.
Grab a nigga.
You can't do that.
At least let the nigga finish his set.
And you can't say chill. Like, chill, what you mean chill? What you mean?
That's exactly what happened. So my boy Classic came up to me like, yo, get this nigga off the stage.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to tell him. But if you don't want to go. I told his brother. So yo, if he do it again, he got to get off.
Yeah.
So then right before talent came up, he did it again. He wilded out this time though. He went up and he took the mic like, yo, nigga mad funny. So initially the crowd was laughing.
Yeah.
That shit is funny.
Yeah. Oh, that's
jacking him. Yeah, he's gassing this nigga.
That's steroids right there.
Classic was tight from the gate. He hated everything about that shit. So he's like, nah, fuck that. Gotta get this nigga off the stage. Gotta get this nigga off the stage. So Classic said it. So then I think somebody said it, the nigga heard it. So he's like, yo, who gonna get me off the stage? Who gonna get me off the stage? Matter of fact, nobody can't touch me, nigga. Fuck out of here. Niggas is pussy. Nobody can't touch me, nigga. Nobody can't touch me. So then I heard that. So I went to the joint and I said, yo, he said nobody can't touch me. Like, ain't that your man? They telling me that ain't that your man? Like, here's my man, but he definitely said nobody. I've been in the body for mad long. Cause I'm trying to tell these niggas like, yo,
I've been somebody.
Yeah, I'm in the body right now. Too bad.
I'm in his body. I know this body.
Yeah,
I think he included my body, not the
man. Yeah, he said anybody, nigga. He didn't exclude nothing. So then for then I went back. I
I'm population.
Said, yeah, I'm trying to tell these niggas like, yo, bro, that nigga said nobody can touch him. I believe him. So then he's like, then I went back. He's like, nobody can touch me but Luke. Only Luke can touch me, my cousin. Everybody love Luke. I don't know why. Niggas love Luke.
I love Luke, right?
Everybody love Luke.
Luke is just one
guy.
Of them.
He's a genuine great guy.
I love him, bro.
So he's like, nobody but Luke could touch me. So I went back to them niggas. I'm like, yo, get Luke to do it. But Luke is like, I don't know. Like, are you good? He said, you could touch him. Like a fucking
lion.
Wait.
Like, so you're about to like, nah, you can touch me if you want.
Luke, now he's really, so what happened was his brother looked at me. It's like, it's Tom. Did you remember you told me about, you said if you wasn't his, just to see.
he put out the bat signal.
Yeah, I put out the bat signal. We got it. Now I looked at these niggas. I'm like, he got to get out now. Not even, he's ODing. So his brother tried to grab this, his other brother, not the one that said the old, his old, even bigger, older brother, tried to grab him, crack, snake, bam!
he cracked his brother,
glasses fell off, broke his glasses, said, only Luke could touch me, nigga. Like, oh, he was dead ass. He cracked his brother first.
I told you body, you ain't want to listen to body.
You a body, bro, you're not Luke.
Look, now, so you, now, when now niggas, he caught a body.
Now niggas realize that it was already Luke. So. Yo, Luke, we need you. Niggas get Luke. Luke is like a little joint, but he really was like, he really fucked with Luke. So Luke got him.
Luke is like one of the most calmest,
nah, he's mad cool,
purest,
bro.
Yeah, he's genuine. Pure. He's just a, he don't he's, mean he's no a sincere he's person. A great guy.
So then Luke, yo, come on, chill, bro. Don't do this. All right, fuck it. So Luke got him. Luke picked him up. Yeah. The other brother picked him up. Not the one that got
not the one that got cracked.
The one that got cracked left. He's tight. He's heated.
Wait, it was mad. Mad girl saw him get cracked.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you right now, the steps are steep, right? Luke said when he was coming up, because now they got him off the stage.
Yeah,
now he want to fight somebody.
Yeah,
now he want to fight. Want to fight?
Oh, Henny, Henny's in.
Henny's in the system. He's
at an all time high.
Pointing at random people. I want to fight you, me and you right now. I want to fight.
So what up, dude?
Nigga, the owner of the whole building walking upstairs with ice. Bring it up. Ice next to the bar. He working. Ah, I want to fight you. Drop the glass. What's going on? I want to fight, nigga. That's what I want to. I'm like, yo, what's wrong with this nigga? Want to fight random people?
Niggas take the ice, or niggas just look down.
I'm just bringing ice to the fucking bar. I don't want to fight. It's the owner. I'm like, yo, bro, that's the owner. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'll fuck yo, bro, yo. So his brother, the one that told me, try to get. It was a steep steps, so he tried to get him. Luke coming up because they said Luke could touch him. So Luke is coming up. Luke said all he seen was my boy falling down the stairs. He pushed his other brother down the stairs. He mad fat. Luke had to move out the way. Like, oh, niggas just tumbling down. Like, what the fuck is going on up there? Like, Home Alone. Niggas just tumbling down. I know, he's like, whoa. So then he went. He finally got the nigga, and he picked the nigga up. While he's walking down, he's pointing at niggas. He want to fight niggas. Then my boy Classic, nigga love fighting and shit. He just walked to me mad calm. I'm like, yo, bro. Say, let me just fight him. He just want to fight. I'm like, yo, bro, no. I don't want nobody to fight, bro. It's going to look bad on us. The Arts Garage had a fight. It's going to be great. I don't want this to happen. So he ended up going outside. Got this nigga outside. I get outside. I'm tight, bro. I'm really tight. Like, legit. But, you know, I'm almost laughing and shit.
Yeah.
I go outside. The brother that said, yo, you could bring him. Never going to do this in front of me. I see this nigga on the bench by himself. I looked at this nigga. He had tears coming down his eyes. My bad, bro. Fucked up. I'm looking at this nigga like, what the fuck? His brother's still wilding, but now he get outside. His brother's, yeah, he's fly. It's crazy. I remember this shit was yesterday. He had a burgundy Gucci. Like, he was really a fly. Like, he was wilding that day. He really was the flyest nigga in the room. Legit. Nigga gets in his car. It's mad cars in the parking lot, bro. This nigga was doing bumper cars. Ramming cars. Bow. Boom. Trying to get out the parking, bro. Cracking nigga shit. He was wilding. So he got so mad, he ended up like, the fuck? Mad cars in this bitch, bro. He got out the car. He went into the middle of the street. A car was driving by. He stopped the car. The car stopped in front of him on some South Park shit. And he just slammed the hood of the random car. He said, I want to fight you. I'm like, yo, this nigga is wilding. He's going to die. In my mind, I'm like, he's going to end up in jail. He's going to die. We in North Philly, my nigga. He's stopping random cars saying he want to fight.
Oh, yeah. No. So he in the heart.
That's when my boy started crying though, cause I was telling I'm just saying all this bad shit like, yo, this nigga's going to die. Like, he's in North Philly wilding.
Nah, I see what you be doing that. He's like, yo, he's dying. You know you're gonna die, right?
Cause he was first and foremost, he's cracking man niggas cars, and these niggas is hood niggas in there. First of all, we had to beg my nigga Classic Brothers not to do nothing. We was ready to go, cause he said something. He said they was ready to go. They was ready to go. My
green
nigga.
Light.
Beg these niggas not to. Then he's cracking niggas' cars. I don't know who cars he's in. I'm talking about ramming these niggas' cars.
All in Gucci, though.
Dude, I'm fly. Bang. Bang. He get out the car, slam the joint. Then he gets back in the car. He end up getting out the parking lot. He end up dragging somebody back. He went crazy. Drove off. And that's why I'm looking at my boy, his brother. I'm like, yo, bro, I can't see this nigga living tonight. I'm just telling this nigga, honestly, jail or dead something. I told this nigga. I said, there's no other option.
It's two, yeah.
He's too drunk. He's wild drunk. He's belligerently drunk. He want to fight. He just left. His brother just let him leave. I'm like, yo, bro, he's gone. Night goes by. Nobody knows where this nigga at. Next morning, we had to look for this nigga. We don't know how to find this nigga. Phone is dead. So we calling this nigga. So I'm like, let me call my cop boy. Let me just call my cop boy. Just randomly. Let me just call this nigga. He knows all the precincts.
Your man.
He one of them cops that know everybody type shit.
Yeah, and niggas fucks with him.
Mad niggas fucks with this nigga. He from New York too originally, so he cool. Haitian nigga. Call this nigga. I'm like, yo, Junior. Yo,
all Haitian niggas named Junior.
But they don't be named after their pops, though. It just be Junior.
Just Junior.
I swear, that's what it is.
Who's Germanic? This is Junior.
Hey, pops, don't be the same name,
though. It's not be the same name.
And then be J-U-N-R.
So what's your name? I'm Ethan. What's your name? Junior.
Yeah. Oh, you're Ethan Junior? Ethan Junior. No. My name is just Junior. J-U-N-I-O-R. Deadass. I know a lot of Juniors.
Man, Haitian niggas named Junior, bro.
But they not named after their pops. This shit is hilarious.
Junior and Pierre. It just
Nah, Pierre's. They love Pierre's. So we call a nigga Junior. Yo, bro, I'm looking for my mans and shit. He's like, oh, word? What happened? We was like, nah, yesterday he was just dumb bop. He was like, wait. Was he screaming, saying he want to fight nigga? He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, we got this nigga. He's in the precinct. This nigga locked up. They caught this nigga sleeping at a stop sign. They pulled this nigga over. White. They pulled him over, and the first thing they heard was, I want to fight, nigga. What's up?
So they
called this nigga because he was a New York nigga. They had a New York accent, so they called the New York cop. Like we thought you could, you know, take a nigga from New York. He went to fight me.
Can you decipher what he's saying? Because you know us, like when we
New York,
talk,
you get it, hood niggas. Yeah, yeah.
The way we talk is different. So if you not from New York, you're not gonna know what we talking about.
He ended up going there, and he wanted to fight the nigga too. So we were
so
like,
they called, you said they
once we with... said the fighting shit, we knew that was him. He's like, yeah, that's him. So he said, nah, he gonna get out by tomorrow, whatever the case may be. So then we're like, all right, we good. We know he's good.
Yeah.
And we know that's him.
Yeah.
Perfectly. Because nobody else could have been. We just know.
But
it's
I'm still down at the cop. He said, the cop was like, yeah, man, as soon as I got there, nigga wanted to fight me.
He did. He wanted to fight this nigga. He said, I want to fight you. Like, he had to sleep it off. They had to make this nigga sleep it off. So
but
then,
that, you gotta be so, you know, like, you so crazy where you like, where you see a nigga so crazy, you just like,
that's it.
I'm like, you got it, bro.
You got it.
Like, sometimes you gotta out crazy the whole situation, even if you're not crazy.
Bro,
you might live.
It was so crazy. I ain't talked to that nigga for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
After that, he was devastated. Like he felt bad, right?
But was he like the Hulk? You know how like Hulk stopped being a Hulk? His nigga jeans ripped up.
I'm gonna tell you what happened. I called the nigga. I talked to him personally.
Yeah.
So like he's like, bro, that day ruined my life, bro. Like, yo, yeah, remember I told you the flyest nigga.
Yeah.
Gucci guy. He said, yo, bro, worst day of my life. He said, I woke up with one sock and a Timberland boot.
He ain't even wear Tim's, right?
He said, oh, you don't know where the Tim's come from. He said, nigga took my Gucci's. I said, who took your Gucci's? I don't know, bro. It was a wild night. He said, woke up in a tank top, jeans, and one boot.
Did he have Gucci on?
No Gucci. All the Gucci was gone, my nigga. That's why he was tight.
Nigga had on,
bro. He said it was mad cold.
Nigga had on the tank top and genie pants.
Yo, he said it was mad cold. He said, yo, Joe, bro, worst day of my life, bro. He's like, my bad, though. I banned a nigga. He never been on the show ever since. He can't go to the No Ceilings.
No Ceilings?
I banned him forever.
Oh, he can't come to No Ceilings comedy show?
Yeah. But he cool with it. He's like, it's cool.
Like, I understand, bro.
He's like, nah, I got you. I'll be wild.
He watch your special?
I don't even know. I gotta
send him your special.
I definitely gotta
send him your special.
Nah, he'll fuck with that shit, OD. That's my
send him your special.
Still my nigga.
Yeah.
Those are my niggas. Is this one of those niggas where you be like, yo, bro, and it's crazy because they're my niggas.
I know.
But you cannot bring them in certain environments because they be wilding, bro. Like, you cannot.
It's one of those.
Bro, niggas kicked out like 3 racks to do that show. That's us out of pocket. Like, come on, bro. We doing an open buffet and all that shit cost bread. We trying to have this shit lit, and you ruin it like that, bro. Damn. That was the worst, bro. That shit hurt my heart. But I gotta hear the shit when you was at the job and the niggas.
So look,
hood niggas, bro.
So look,
I ain't gonna lie, I love hood niggas.
Nah, I love us, yo. So I, you know, I got my moving company, right? So
with certain with certain like clients, sometimes like they have they like commercial, like a commercial, like a building, whatever. Certain companies, whatever, they already have like a someone who's like working with them, whatever, right? So this particular day, I had to pick up like some chairs, like some like office supplies, whatever. So someone's like, get the whatever, Bronx hood dude, whatever, right?
Hey,
so he comes, right? So I look, so we talking. He's like, yo, you need some help? Yeah, they got me help you out today. I'm like, oh, word, that's what's up, word. Like, yo, we from the Vermont, from the Bronx? Oh, word, what part? So I'm like, I'm from like Park Chester Soundville, word. You know, I'm from 170 or shit. But I'm like, word, like yeah. Now we start chopping it up. We connected. Cool, yo, bro. Cool ass niggas. Yeah, bro. You know, I do this. Like, you know, niggas always same what they do, whatever, right? Rapper, cool. This nigga's mad cool. Pretty, like one of them pretty boy niggas. Kid got a ponytail. Man, cool.
That's
right?
Hilarious.
So boom. We going. You know, we had like a few stops. Each stop, we in the whip. We cooling, listening to music. We jam. We just laughing. Beautiful day, bro. Beautiful time. But then I could see here and there,
little glimpse of
shit like coming out. Like I could see it because he got shades on too, so you can't really see the nigga eyes, whatever, right? But I see though. Yeah, you know, I be wildin'. So he showed me, this is my man. He shows me like a video of him fighting.
Well, how did I even come up though?
I don't know, but you gotta let him. He's like, yeah, you know, I had to crack somebody the other day, bro.
It so happened to have it on tape. Who taped it?
I have no idea.
Why does this nigga got highlights though?
He has highlights of his fights.
He got a self tape.
I don't know if he want to fight me. I don't know if he's trying to get in the boxing, right? But I'm dropped the whole time. He's trying to show me the tape while I'm driving. Like, yo, look at the tape. I'm looking at the tape. I ain't gonna hold you. This nigga got hands. So I'm seeing the nigga. Nigga like, hung. I'm at a red light. So one of the delivery dudes, they driving by. They bang on the side of my car. And they're like, what the fuck, bro? Get out the bike lane. To me.
Okay.
So I look. I'm like, yo, bro, there's no bike lane here. The bike lane, it's literally no bike lane. I'm like, where's the bike lane at? So now it's people on the sidewalk. So people looking like, ain't like people looking around. I'm like, there's no bike lane. The bike lane is across the street. It's up there. Show me where the bike lane is at. Right? So my man, he's passenger. He's like, what the fuck is your problem, yo? What the fuck? So I'm not saying anything to him yet, whatever, right? So I'm like, yo, there's no bike lane. He's like, no, just move out the fuck. I say, yo, bro, I'm cooling because I know he's a missile. I just saw the video. So I'm like, yo, there's no bike lane, bro. Like, I know where this can go. So I'm like, yo, there's no bike lane. So I hear the nigga. He's like, yo, what the fuck was you doing, bro? I'm about to smack the shit out this nigga. I just hear him talking. But the delivery dude, Indian dude, he's talking to me. No, he's talking to me now. He said, yo, no, it's the bike lane. I said, dog, there's no bike lane. He's still going up. Yo, what the fuck? Yo, suck my dick. He's like, yo, bro, let me out. I'm about to pop on this nigga. So the Indian dude just look. He like, the fuck is you talking about? Whole time he wasn't paying. What the fuck is you talking about? So the dude said, now mom, you like what, nigga? You like, yeah, fuck you, like fuck you, like fuck you. And the dude like, fuck you, like fuck me, like fuck you. So I'm like, yo, y'all, I'm like, yo, bro, everybody just calm down. Like, fuck you. So the nigga, now it's a green light. The nigga gets out the car. Nigga pulls out a knife. Here's the funny. So the Indian dude's like, oh, you want to pull out a knife? The Indian dude pulls out a knife too.
What block is this?
This is like 36th Street. So I'm looking. I'm like, yo, y'all niggas is wally right there. So he's like, fuck you. Like, suck my dick. Indian dude like, suck my dick. Then it's like, like a luxury service. Uber dude. So it's a black dude. He's like, yo, everybody just calm down. I don't even know where this nigga came. Be like, everybody just calm down. Like, nah. I'm about to pop this nigga. Yo, I'm about to stab this nigga. I'm like, yo, just chill, bro. Like, I'm like, bro, we about to make some money. We good, bro. Just chill. Right? So the Indian dude, then we're going to his bike. He dips. And I'll be getting a call. So he was like, yo, bro, I just wanted to stab that nigga, bro. Like I went out, bro. I stabbed that nigga right in the butt. I'm like, what you, like, what?
That's so specific.
I'm like, yo, why? He's like, nah, bro, I stab a nigga right in the butt. I'm like, why would you stab somebody in the butt? He was like, yo, because once you stab somebody in the butt, they dick won't get hard. I'm like, yo, why are you? I'm like, why are you thinking about that? Like, why?
I want to ruin his life.
I'm like, why you want to stab? Why you want that to happen? You don't want to just stab a nigga right here? Like, nah, bro, I want to stab a nigga right in his butt. His dick can't get hard. I'm like, he's like, yeah, bro, when you fuck with me, I want you to go through something, bro. I want you to really go through something. I'm like, why would you want it? Like, nah, I probably want you to go through something.
Nah, because when I think about it, logically, when you nut, you got to clench up your butt cheeks. So if you can't do that, it's not good.
So you want to ruin niggas. It's one of those, I don't want to just fight you. I want to ruin you, yeah, bro. So I'm like, why would
it's
you want
to? Like
wanna...
when niggas used to have the blades, they used to put alcohol or lemon. Like the blades, when they swipe their face,
yeah,
they'll put lemon. Like they'll dip
that. I didn't know. That's too deep. Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Nigga, fuck, they'll let the shit marinate in lemon, nigga. Lemon sauce. And when they stab you or swipe you, it's gonna burn like.
That's wild. But
same difference.
With the whole like stabbing somebody in the butt, I didn't know you can't get hard. But I started thinking about, you know, like in Bad Boys 2, where Martin gets shot in the ass. I never caught on. So I'm like, why he got on E? Like, oh, I can get hard. I'm like, I didn't understand. Why you can't get hard? I didn't get it. I think I can't get an erection. I'm like, what the fuck? But then when he explained it to me, now the whole Bad Boys you made perfect sense.
So after all that shit happened, how did it de-escalate?
Nah, this guy, he's mad cool. So he was like, yo, my bad.
No, I'm saying,
bro.
From that point, they both have the knife out. How did the nigga stop it? The nigga who said, yo, calm
down. The nigga Luxury dude was like, yo, calm down. And I said, yo, bro, chill, bro. We just made some money there. We about to close out. I said, bro, we good. But don't worry about it, bro. We good. The police station is on the other block. This is 36th Street. So it's not like this is in the hood. It's going to take a minute for the cops to get there. Nah, this is literally on the other block is the police station. Them niggas is hungry. And this is the Friday night overtime. We need, this is the most easiest food. It's a green. First of all, the way my car was parked, I'm cutting off traffic.
Oh, my God.
Green
so you
light.
You stopped from an accident, in a sense.
Yeah, bro. But it was just hilarious, the nigga. Like, it was like a minute. The Indian dude wasn't paying him no mind. Nigga, why the fuck you want to crack this nigga? The Indian dude like, the fuck is you talking about? Shut up. Oh!
He said he activated.
He activated.
His eyes went up like, oh.
The dude like, oh, what? Nigga popped out. He's like, nah. He's one of them short, feisty. Just Rob Van Dam. Like, what up? What up? Like, oh. Nigga pulled out a knife. Indian dude pulled out a knife. I'm like, this shit crazy.
That's
my man, though. Nah, that's one of them, like, damn, that's a solid nigga. And after, he was like, yo, my bad, bro. Like, I apologize.
It was be
bro.
Apologetic.
Like, but I know that. He was bad, like, nah, because he's a solid dude. He's like, oh, my bad, bro. Like,
and that's the thing about my man, that wild dog. That's why Luke fuck with him, because nigga, Luke, he slept at Luke crib. Luke woke up. He said he seen the hood nigga from Coney Island outside with Luke mom's cutting the grass, bro. Like, just that's how, you know how hood niggas be mad, take your head off. How you doing, miss?
How you doing?
Like, they be mad respectful.
Like, oh, I smell a aroma.
They mad respectful. Like, I miss Jean. You good, Miss Jean?
You good, miss?
I cut the grass for you. She was like, Haitian mom was alive. Okay, you can do that, please, okay? Please, they don't notice my whole wall. Nigga, he cut the grass. Nigga cleaned up everything. Mad cool, bro.
Yeah, bro.
But you get liquor and a crazy environment, it's just on and popping.
Nah, he was straight. That was straight.
That's
him.
That's when I realized. I forgot who said that. I don't know if they said it in a song or something, but it was like I grew up with mad terrorists, bro. Murderers. Like, literally, most of my friends growing up was terrorists or murderers. Like, these niggas is getting activated and they getting active, but they mad cool. Shit don't make no sense. Like,
it's because you friends with the bully.
Or you just grew up with them niggas, so you didn't see that side, in a sense. Or when they do activate, it's a reason for them to activate. So you be like, oh, well, them niggas was wildin', so you get it. But then it's like, even when you, like, I see, like, my nigga on the news, and they talking about him, like, with murders or drugs, like, god damn, this nigga was doing all that?
That's wild.
Still just had my baby shower. This nigga had the best present. Like, this guy's mad cool. I didn't know this nigga was a murderer. And it'd be genuinely like that. Like, this nigga's a fucking murderer. Like, nigga, I remember my cousin. They was talking about my cousin, how they was talking about him. I could not believe it, bro. He's the one, bro. You got to come in there guns blazing because he's going to kill everybody. I'm like, what? Nah, that's not my cousin. That's my guy. He's mad cool. There's no way he can do these things, my nigga. My cousin is hilarious. He was a hood nigga too, but he's just a... He was like me, but he was just a hood nigga in the situations. But he was a goon. But sometimes he said, I'll take off. Sometimes I don't want to be a goon, bro. He'll tell me. He'd be like, I got time today. Like, he's a goon. He's with all the shits. But he said he went to the store. He was in East Harlem when he first moved around there and shit. He said he was going to the store. And he was his man. His man's 6'8", big nigga. 6'8", big, like, OD, like, one of them tall-ass big niggas. So he get in the store, and he about to come out the store. And he just see mad blood niggas just walking up the block. He said the blood niggas with the nigga, he got no shirt on. Niggas just running. What up? He's just walking. He said, oh, let me go back in the store. He a goon, too. But he's like, I don't got time today.
You ain't got time, bro.
So he go back in the store. He said, them dirty niggas come following me in the store. He said, them niggas went right in the store, went right past the big nigga. And he said, I would have been good, but the big nigga wasn't even there with me. He's like, I never know, we together. He said the little nigga with the shirt on walked in. He said, he started looking at me. Well, how much these chips, how much calories in this shit?
You started playing up because you really want the nigga. You like that. You know how niggas look. Oh, like.
Yeah. He's looking at all kinds of shit. Yeah. What type of calories in these chips, yo? This nigga walking past. This nigga, the pace, that nigga's pussy. He's just, I'm good, bro. I don't know. It's only funny because he's dead ass a goon. Like, he with the shits,
man. Yeah, but he just ain't got
time. Okay. Right. I just got off work. I don't want to do it right
now. I'm winded.
What you told me?
I'm with it, bro.
He's like, yo, bro, I'll be with this shit, but today, I have my man with me.
Yeah. But
he stays just together, so it's like pointless.
Yeah, it's like, I ain't
mad
got
at him. And it was
time.
With all the shits.
Yeah.
Like,
it reminds me like my cousin, like that, he is like, this kid is undefeated, bro, in fights. This kid had, I've never seen him lose a fight ever. Like,
it's hilarious.
Kid is, he's the one, bro. He one of them ones. So he calls me. Like, he locked up. He calls me and he was like, yeah, bro, you know, I'm chilling right now. I'm on a wheelchair. Like, you know, I'm sitting down on the phone, I'm in a wheelchair. I'm like, what you mean you in a wheelchair? Like, you good? Like, what happened? He was like, nah, bro, this is good. I got amenities.
This is
like,
luxury.
This is a luxury. I'm like, what? He was like, yeah, bro, something's gotta stand up. But you know, I've been putting work in, so they gave me a wheelchair.
That's dumb like, funny. What? But who wheelchair do you have?
I'm like, who need it? Yeah, like, nah, bro. They're like, nah, I don't know. They just gave it to me.
I got it. I don't know who need it. I just know I got it. I want it.
He's like, the big homie gave me the wheelchair. Like, now you can have it since you've been putting work in here. I'm like,
so
what?
Hilarious.
But
be like that.
Nah, that nigga is just hilarious, dog. But yeah, dog.
Hood niggas, man. Gotta love them. Can't live with them. Can't live without them, my nigga.